Actor Anthony Quinn, best known for his portrayal of the earthy Zorba the Greek, died yesterday.
Here. I don't drink rum.
This time you will. Why start with the wrong foot?
Well, Zorba, God bless.
And the devil too.
Quinn was born in Mexico to an Irish father and an Aztec mother. They carried him and his sister across the U.S. border during the fighting with Pancho Villa. Quinn won an Oscar in 1952 for Viva Zapata and his portrayal of the brother of Mexican rebel Ernesto Zapata, played by Marlon Brando.
Did you take the land away from these people?
I took what I wanted. I took their wives, too.
What kind of an animal are you?
I'm a man, not a freak like my brother.
Get out!
Look, I fought as long and as hard as you did. I'm a general. Look. Look, here's my pay, a little dust. I can't even buy a bottle of tequila.
Quinn also played a pope, Quasimodo, Tarzan, an American Indian oil tycoon, and a Chinese warrior in his movies. He told NPR's Maria Hinojosa in 1995 how his mixed heritage guided his choice of roles.
I felt that if I became involved with the Irish, I would exclude the Mexican. And I was in between. And so when I went to Italy, I realized I was neither. I was neither a Mexican nor an Irishman. And I'll tell you, very interesting enough, I worked in every nationality there is. So I really feel as a spokesman for the world.
Quinn was married three times and had 13 children. His final marriage took him to Rhode Island, where he told NPR's Susan Stamberg last year he wants to be buried.
I had planned to be buried on top of a mountain in Mexico, but now I think I'll be buried to a tree in Rhode Island. The fact that the children play around the tree and I'll be part of their games and my wife can come and sit down under the shade of that tree and talk to me is wonderful. I don't want to be put in some hole in the ground far away, and I don't want to. I don't want to.
Anthony Quinn died yesterday at a hospital in Boston. He was 86 years old.